now, from around the corner and around the world, this is TUI News.
An outhouse is probably a good place to be if you're going to have the crap scared out of you. Shannon Stevens visited her commode in Chilcot Lake, Alaska. Turned out to be a heart-stopping...
Let's stop for one second.
Yes.
Chilcock?
Chilcat. Chilcat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chilcat Lake, Alaska.
I think the listeners are going to think it sounded like
Chilcat. Right. I apologize if I wasn't enunciating.
Because I was breaking out the thermals just thinking about it. But go ahead.
It was a heart-stopping experience at the outhouse, probably a little bit painful. The moment when she came butt-to-face with a curious bear.
What? She was in the outhouse?
She says, I just sat down, and the thing bit me right away. I jumped up, screamed, and screamed for my brother. Eric Stevens came running over from his yurt on his property. It's one of the, it's like a little tent. It's like a little outdoor tent, okay? When he heard his sister scream, he ran towards the outhouse and found his sister with a puncture wound on her butt. She was still standing there with her pants down, he said.
Wait a minute. The bear was in the hole?
Yes.
He bit her and got out?
Well, hold on. Let me read the story. Let me read you the news.
I'm still in the yurt.
She got hurt in the yurt. She was still standing there with her pants down, her brother said. What bit you? Where is it? And boy, do you look hot. No. And she said...
That's strange, but go ahead.
Dear penthouse. No. She said the bear is in the hole. Her brother...
Jesus. It gets worse.
Her brother shined the headlamp and opened the lid.
The brother was like, well, bend over.
There you go.
So I can see him.
No,
go ahead.
Not that hole. And right there...
Okay, he's still in the hole, the bear.
So he took the lamp and he shone it on the hole, and right there at the level of the toilet seat was a cinnamon-colored bear face.
Cinnamon. Why? He was probably white before he went into the hole. He was only cinnamon because he was in a poop hole. But God. The guy actually gave a color. Back in the girt.
So here he was. His face, it was big enough to fill the hole, according to the brother. The siblings bolted from the outhouse in fear, returning to the yurt to treat Shannon's wounds.
Yeah, because you know when a bear's around, you always want to have at least 1 inch of gauze to protect you. 1 inch of canvas. Yes. You know? That's really a lot of protection against a bear filled with poop.
It was a cinnamon-colored bear face. A wildlife biologist, Carl Kosh, with the Alaskan Department of Fish and Game, who investigated the incident, believes Stevens encountered a black bear, but isn't sure if she was bitten or simply swiped with a paw.
Oh,
but Kosh said that he's never heard of
something. Might have given her a good spanking.
Ooh, spank me again.
He's smoky. He's like, don't do forest fires. And hey, baby. Back that up.
She's got a boo-boo on her butt. The experience has changed the way Shannon will approach her outhouse. If nothing else, she says, I mean, I'm definitely going to look down in the hole next time.
Yeah, she's going to have some bowel problems from the future on. I mean, really. I've heard of snakes coming up.
Yeah.
Rats in the toilet. But a cinnamon-colored bear.
You know why? Cinnamon-colored bear. He was looking for cinnamon buns.
Too bad it was his sister.
I know.
And not just some strange girl.
Yeah. Again, dear penthouse.
That would have been interesting. Yeah. So for up until next week, me and Nick will be in the girt.
No, it's a yurt.
I had no idea what a yurt was. I still wouldn't call it a yurt. I'd call it a tent.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
Thanks for listening.